Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Real faith on display. Today is about a story that is found in three of the four Gospels in the Bible. In all three accounts, you will find these words, "When Jesus saw their faith." That is what I want us to talk about. Faith on display. Allow me to say something about faith. The Bible says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Hebrews 11 verse 1. It also says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Hebrews 11 and verse 6. These two verses from Hebrews 11 tell us something about faith. Faith is not ordinary, and real faith is even more extraordinary. If you're going to show faith, it has to rise above the ordinary. The story tells us that four men brought a paralyzed man on his portable bed to Jesus. Who were these four men? The Bible does not say. We don't know anything about these four men, but what we know is that these men set out to take the paralyzed man to Jesus. This was not a social visit. They brought the paralyzed man to Jesus so that the man could be healed. There is the first aspect of faith. Your faith has to be based on your knowledge of God. Note that the story did not say what they knew Jesus was going to do or how he was going to do it. They simply knew that Jesus can heal this man. And so they set out to bring their friend to Jesus. What an opportunity to have their friend meet Jesus the healer. When they arrived at Jesus' location, they found a problem. Jesus was inside teaching, and the crowd was so thick that there was no way they could get to Jesus. What would you do? They refused to take the paralyzed man back home. They must have said to themselves, "We ain't coming this far to give up because of the problem of a crowd." So they had to do something. Mind you, the Matthew account did not talk about this problem. He just talked about the faith these men demonstrated by bringing a paralyzed man on a mat to Jesus. The Luke version tells us that they went up on the roof and lowered the man through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Interesting, don't you think? But the Mark account tells us some more details. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on when Jesus saw their faith. In one account, Jesus saw the faith that led them to take the paralyzed man to him. He saw that. The second account tells us that they hit upon a problem and they went up on the roof and lowered the man through the tiles in front of Jesus. Jesus saw that level of determination. But the Mark account gave us some details. The man was paralyzed, and so they carried him because he could not walk. Jesus saw that demonstration of faith. The second account tells us that they lowered the man through the roof right in front of Jesus. Jesus saw that level of faith. But the third account tells us what they did with the problem of the roof. First, a crowd stood between them and Jesus. Secondly, we see that the roof was another layer of problem, a roadblock in getting to Jesus. The third account gives us details of how they overcame the roof problem. It was not just that there was a hole in the roof ready and waiting. They made an opening in the roof by digging through it. They did not set out, my friends, to dig through a roof. They did not set out expecting that the crowd would cause them a challenge. The experts tell us that in that period, roofs were flat surfaces made of planks of timber serving as cross beams. Then they would fill the spaces between the planks with straw or brushwood and then complete it with clay. This roof was not an ordinary roof that they could slide off. It was a challenging roof. They probably knew what kind of roof it was, but their faith led them to have the confidence that if they took the paralyzed man to Jesus, he would heal them. The crowd was a barrier, and so they decided to use the roof. The thing with the roof was that it was built in a way that was an even greater problem. Why didn't these men just abandon the idea and come back another day when they realized that there was a crowd? Why didn't they abandon the plan when they realized that they would have to dig through the kind of roof that was on the house? These men had faith. These men had persistent faith. These men had a confidence in believing that what you want can happen. And so you step out in faith, expecting that it will happen regardless. But you come across a problem, a challenge that you did not anticipate. My friend, do not give up. You did not make a mistake in having faith in God in the first place. So be determined that nothing is going to stop you from getting to God. Nothing will stop you from having God answer your prayers. Sometimes you find out that the problem, the roadblock, the roof is bigger than you imagined. Do not give up. Push through because you are on the right track. Folks might tell you give up when you hit upon a problem, but keep pushing through. Some other folks might see the magnitude of the problem or the roadblock, and in their wisdom, they tell you to give up. Don't give up. When did things change? Keep pressing on in your faith, because faith is about pleasing a God who you know can do the impossible. You want to strike a positive note in your confidence or assurance in a God who can move mountains, supply needs, heal the sick. Whatever it is, if you start out in faith believing God, do not let any obstacle discourage you. Don't let any roadblock cause you to give up. Push through, my friend. Push through, my friend. You are closer than when you started out. Push through because God is watching you, and He rewards those who push through, those who earnestly, persistently, intentionally come to Him. Your faith is on display. Don't quit while God is watching you. Let your faith overcome the problems, the challenges, the obstacles until you get what you set out to receive from God. God rewards faith, persistent faith, determined faith, faith that says, I will never give up.